sing it all together, all the way through. I'll bet you guys know it by now. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am I am. Welcome back. So it's singing on the stairs. Good, Elizabeth. Yay. So again, if you popped in, I know I was right on time this time. So we're clearing again transmortals, and then all the accoutrements to transmortals, wormholes and cords and embedded wormholes and transmortals. I discovered transmortals about 5 years ago when I was clearing a woman named Kathy in St. Louis, and her life was really at stake, and she had lost the feeling in her legs, and between transmortals and demons, her whole body had been taken over, and she was very close to death. And we worked really hard together for 4 months. It's before my skill level was at the peak it is now. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago, actually. But it was interesting to me because first time I discovered transmortals, it was like they were trying to threaten me and scare me, and they were these big blocks. They were like 9 foot tall in my living room in my little condo, and like, I'm powerful beyond measure. I'm sorry, but I got the body. You don't. So you may stand taller than me, but you're not taller than me, and I'm more powerful than you. It took a long time to figure out, you know, really, how do you clear them quickly? Took more than a half an hour to clear 3 transmortals. And, you know, they'd come back and forth because I didn't know about the wormholes back then. So we've really learned a lot. And I think you just keep looking for what's invisible or what isn't seen, and you will get your answers. Okay. And good, very good. So welcome back. It's a little bit like science fiction or fantasy when you hear about the wormholes. Yeah. There's another song we can sing. This one is about the soft falling rain. And it was in a time when I allowed God to just hold me. I'd been given a date rape drug, and I'd been brutally assaulted and left for dead. Can you believe it? Yeah, exactly. Quite a long time ago on Thanksgiving. And it was a long recovery. And I couldn't be in my body for quite a while. So my friends would come over and bathe me and wash and comb my hair, and yeah, they'd clean me. I mean, maybe would move from the bed to the sofa, but I just laid there staring. And that went on for a while, just, you know, that utter, complete shock of, I can't believe this. And just the assault on the body. And this song talks about coming back after something so brutal, such an offense. And really doesn't say anything about the assault. It talks about how the gentle rain falling on the roof is soothing me and bringing me back. And it goes like this. Gentle night, rain falling softly. So let's sing that together. Gentle night, rain falling softly. Gentle night, soft falls the rain. Gentle night, soft falls the rain. We are one with the raindrops. We are one with the God of rain. We are one with the raindrops. We are one with the God of rain. Gentle rain, cleansing my spirit. Gentle rain, cleansing my spirit. Soft falling raindrops wash away my tears. Soft falling raindrops wash away my tears. All is well in the house of the raindrops. All is well in the house of the raindrops. All is well in the garden of love. All is well in the garden of love. Gentle night, rain falling softly. Gentle night, soft falls the rain. We are one with the raindrops. We are one with the God of rain. Gentle rain, cleansing my spirit. Soft falling raindrops wash away my tears. All is well in the house of the raindrops. All is well in the garden of love. Yeah. Okay, so transmortals make me fatigue as a way to oppose my efforts, clear them out. I got really tired suddenly. It could be, yeah. And just say that's not me to the fatigue, and that will help. So that's not me for 5 minutes. That's not me. I feel energized and happy all day long. And then there's a specific location for wormholes. Yes. But specific meaning it's not the same place in every person. So it can be anywhere in the body, and you just want to clear them out. You should be actually feeling lighter. Each time we do a clearing, it should feel lighter. I noticed that I had never cleared away not evil spirits, but just spirits in the body. And so when I went to lunch, I was like noticing, wow, there's a palpable difference in my body. Like it feels really different. There aren't any spirits in the body. I hadn't really troubled myself with, and then I thought, why would I want anything in my body, right? Like, that's what we've been talking about, so. Thank you, Crystal. Should we do a mantra? We can do Ganesha mantra. Removal of all debt might be good because for whatever reason we're removing transmortals, and I think that would be a good one to chant. So that's a Ganesha mantra. It's Om Gam Reina Mochena Ganapataye Namaha. There you go, I just typed it in the chat box for you. Om Gam Reina Mochena Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Thank you, guys. I'm seeing all those messages, and I'm feeling the love, and I'm just receiving it. And, you know, out of every adversity, something wonderful, something good sprouts, something amazing. You know, sometimes when you go through something so horrendous and you don't think that you can live through it, or you don't think that you can live with yourself, that you're going to break into pieces. And then you discover something inside yourself that knows that you are not the circumstances that have happened to you. You're not any definition other than the one of radiant being of light or love. And that is all you are. And in that period of time where I was really, like my body was in shock and I was like, I don't think I can live this way. I don't want to live on a planet where people do these kinds of things to each other. I don't, you know, and it was very personal to me, obviously. I don't want to live here if somebody can do this to me. And there was this other knowing that nothing that happens to my body, my spirit, my energy, my mind, nothing can define me except me. nothing can say what's important or not important. Nothing can take away my love, my creativity, my joy. Maybe it can temporarily suppress it, but I emerge. I am the essence and spirit of me. I came here to share love and light, not to be in suffering. You know, think about some of the scriptural texts of, like, Job suffering for years with boils, and all his family died, and wife left him, and lost his, you know, everything, lost everything. And at some point, he was restored, and, you know, he went through this really ordeal, but maybe that was the polishing of the diamond, and maybe Job became a better person, a stronger person, more evolved spirit as a result of whatever suffering he went through. And then you can say, I said no more, and I've really had no more. I've had no more of that kind of suffering. I've had no more cancers. I really, 8 years ago, said, I won't do any more. I'm not going to do anymore. And I'm a little more protective about who I spend time with. You know, no serious health crises. Obviously, I get sick like everybody else does once in a blue moon. You know, no assault, no cancers, no scary anythings. So I've had a nice run now, 8 years of just being able to love people and love myself and strengthen and fortify and grow younger. And I'm happy to be here and sharing that with you. And so even if you've gone through something that you think is pretty unbearable or you don't know if you can live with, just know that you're the one who defines yourself, not the circumstance. And I think about Jesus and Judas, and I might have brought this up before, but Judas played a role. And had Judas not played that role, we might not have a religion called Christianity. I mean, Jesus had to suffer and die in that era for people to really pay attention and take notice that here was this amazing, you know, Son of God. And had he not suffered, I don't think people would have gotten it. So the role that Judas played is maybe the role that your abusers play for you on some level. They've agreed to be the bad guy so that you could rise up in strength. And so no blame would be given them if that were the role assigned to them. I mean, obviously, you don't want to tangle with them. And I did file charges against that fellow. And, you know, I mean, did I stop him? I don't know. The police said he had done it to numerous people. So, I mean, like he was a repeat offender. And no one wanted to be drugged through the mud with the court systems, which I didn't go through the court systems, but I did go on record and file charges. But on the other hand, to continue to be angry with him or to hold any resentment towards this fellow is not in alignment with who I am. I'm aligned with being a being of light and wishing him well and that he get the healing he needs. So whatever, you know, comes into his life, really lift him to a place where he can be a good man. And we had a little funny thing happen today. We had somebody jump on the call who isn't a student in our class. So just be really careful not to give out the phone number, please, or the link to friends. We are monitoring the phone lines, and we are monitoring, the live stream. So, you know, you've paid a lot to come into this class, and I'm giving you heart and soul, but we don't welcome people who haven't registered and, you know, done what they need to do, done the tuition and all of that. So please, you know, just, I don't know how it happened. Someone has kind of snuck into our class. So maybe some pecky person or whatever. In any case, that person is no longer in the class. Okay, so the transmortals are pretty clear. They're at like 99%. The wormholes, about 70%. And embedded is 100% clear. Okay. Making progress. Have you ever noticed how amazing the sacred geometry of churches and cathedrals and temples are? I've traveled all over the world and sung in so many of the beautiful cathedrals and the temples in India and Singapore, and I'm just in awe. And I look at those structures as like the mother, you know, and going into the sanctuary is like going into the womb, or the womb of God, so to speak, and being held in the incredible resonance, the echoing in the cathedral. If you're a singer, you'll understand what I'm saying. It's so fun to sing in full voice and have the echoing sounds come reverberating towards you. So this song is about the temple, the cathedral, the sacred place that we gather together. And whatever religion you are, there's a gathering and there's singing and so this is about that. It's called Mystical Temple. Oh, mystical temple, I sing to your glory. Oh, mystical temple, I sing to your glory. The sacred geometry folds echoing sounds. The sacred geometry folds echoing sounds. Oh, visions of splendor and happy reunions. Oh, visions of splendor and happy reunions. Through eras and friendships that vibrate past time. Through eras and friendships that vibrate past time. I sing to your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing to your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing to the echo that prances through time. I sing to the echo that prances through time. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. Ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. Majestic your chapel, O holy cathedral. Majestic your chapel, O holy cathedral. I bow with a reverence in energy divine. I bow with a reverence in energy divine. Earth Mother holds you, and Sky Father blesses you. Earth Mother holds you, and Sky Father blesses you. And I laugh in the pleasures of reverberating sound. And I laugh in the pleasures of reverberating sound. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time. I sing in the echo that prances through time. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. Ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. O Church, in your structure, I see you, the Mother. O Church, in your structure, I see you, the Mother, the body of Spirit, the Goddess in your form. The body of Spirit, the Goddess in your form. O sacred, sweet sanctuary, a safe and a warm womb. O sacred, sweet sanctuary, a safe and a warm womb, embracing our spirits in embryonic form. Embracing our spirits in embryonic form. I sing to your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. From ages to ages, I've sang in your belly. I've cried in my sorrows and rejoiced in the love. For the memories of spirit are easily remembered in the place where the mother nurtures her child. I'm going to do that again because I sang it through, sorry. From ages to ages, I sang in your belly. From ages to ages, I sang in your belly. I've cried in my sorrows and rejoiced in the love. I've cried in my sorrows and rejoiced in the love. For the memories of spirit are easily remembered. For the memories of spirit are easily remembered in the place where the mother nurtures her child. In the place where the mother nurtures her child. And the final chorus. I sing in your vibrancy, dancing of spirit. I sing in the echo that prances through time. And holding back nothing, my voice raised in splendor, ecstatically chanting, my voice merged with all. Yay! I love that one. That one is really fun to sing. I love it, I love it, I love it. Yay, thank you. I'd love to see that cathedral. And Nordisman, it's breathtaking and beautiful. I'd love to see that, Elizabeth. That sounds like a place to visit. And Jyoti is asking about embedded of immortal, of the transmortals. And let's see, Sharon said beautiful. And Elizabeth, yes, I too believe we are diamonds. I had to leave my body on my deathbed and discover that I chose to return. Wow, that's amazing. Hang on here, this screen is shifting a little bit. Chose to return to my body to realize that I have important work to do, like all of us here. How fantastic. Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're here. I agree with Heather, bless you, okay? And I will expand on embedded, and let's see. That's beautiful, Joy. Okay, good. I think I got everything. Embedded only is exactly what it means. If somebody's embedded themselves, if a transmortal or a demon has embedded themselves, we just double check to see if there's either embedding with like a seed or a mechanism. We'll go into the aliens, and then we're really going to see a lot of embedding with aliens. But there was quite a bit with transmortals too. So embedding, like getting roots into you. Okay, and let's go back to our slide and see where we're at right now. I think we might be through this section. Transmortals. Anybody have any transmortals left in them? Two people, three transmortals. Any wormholes left in anybody in the class? Four. Any cords left in anybody? Zero. Embedding? Zero. Okay, so we just got maybe another minute or so, a few transmortals and a wormhole or so, and then we will move on to the next section. Why or how can they embed? Well, I kind of, if you think about like a wood tick or something, you know, they get started and then they drill in, and, you know, they really, it's comfortable, it's warm, it's whatever, and they want in, so. Heather, that's a great idea. I've certainly done that. Wherever I've gone, I get permission or don't get permission, and I sing in all the temples and cathedrals. Every temple or cathedral I've been in, I've sang in. Permission or no. Yes, it sounds really fun. Let's do it. If you're subconsciously holding them on, I don't actually think that that's the case. I think that they're your subconscious. You know, when you have this, I don't want to let them go, it's probably not you. It's probably spiritual parasites. So in that case, we're clearing that. So, yeah, I think we are clearing that. And I don't think you want any of this, these bugaboos in you, for sure. You don't want them. This is a little personal, you know, aside. I was talking to a couple girlfriends saying, you know, I used to travel all the time to all the holy places and the temples and the stones, and for whatever reason, I took out my scrapbooks. I got rid of a lot of them, but I've got some beautiful ones traveling through Europe and India, and I just sat down last night and I looked at all my scrapbooks and remembered all of the temples and the beautiful countrysides, and thought, oh gosh, I got to start traveling again. it's time to start going and exploring some new temples and some new cathedrals. Okay, let me just double check. Any transmortals? Is there a transmortal in any person? One person. Deb has a transmortal. Okay, I'm going to clear that for you, Deb. And then, are there any wormholes in anybody? Two wormholes. And are they... Okay. Nobody who's coming up right at on my screen, but there's two more wormholes and one transmortal, so I'll just take those out for, yep. Oh, that's Vanya, you have the transmortal. That's it, exerting pressure, so I'll pull that out. Hmm. Okay, and for everyone else, we're at like 99% clear here on this process. Let's go on to, I'd like you to start clearing aliens. And you're going to be clearing the aliens, mechanisms, embedding seeds in implants. And we'll also add to this list spiders and snakes. Oops. Don't want that. And whatever that other Kapali thing was. I don't know what it was. But whatever you said, so we registered that it was some kind of an alien thing, so whatever was in the notes earlier. Okay, Vanya, Vanya, you did feel it. Okay, so we'll be clearing aliens, mechanisms, and let me tell you, mechanisms are kind of mechanical things that aliens put in us. They might not be on a physical level, so we wouldn't necessarily see them, but they're of kind of a mechanical nature. Embedding, like I said, something that digs in and kind of makes a root in you. Seeds, something that they can kind of grow out of. Implants, that's another kind of a mechanism. So mechanisms and implants are kind of in the same family, but they're different. And then spiders and snakes, we'll put them into this batch. Spiders and snakes are one of the varieties of aliens. And we clear 8 kinds of aliens. We generally don't like clear them one by one, but we just clear all of them out of the body. And then when we're coming to, let me just ask a few questions. So you can just start pumping to clear these. And I'm going to see if there's anything else. Okay, I get that some aliens have cords. So let's add that in. So some aliens have cords that they use. Interesting. Some aliens have contracts with us. So we're going to need to clear contracts out. Oops. Where did that go? Come back. Some aliens have agreements. And some aliens have energy. Oops, I did that backwards. So that would mean that they have energy owning our body, or do we have energy in their body? No. So just they have their energy in our body, so we have to clear out their energy too. Thank you. Okay, and we're going to call these, instead of just calling them aliens, we're going to call them disruptive aliens. So understanding that, you know, some of us have come from other planets and, you know, on some level would be considered aliens even though we have physical human bodies. So we're going to call these disruptive aliens. And disruptive and, nope, that's it. I get disruptive. And we're also going to, any alien that is in your body or your field. So would that all be under disruptive? No. And so then we'll put and all aliens. In field and body. Oh, and let's include your essence in this. So anybody's attached to a spirit that's coming lifetime after lifetime or something like that, let's clear that too. Anything else that we need to look at here with aliens? I think we'll take that out. Okay, I think that's going to be really good. I think that's a good list. That feels really strong to me. Yeah, I know, Vanya. I know it's not fully gone, but we have to get the class moving on this, and then I'll come back to you. I'm aware of that. It's putting up a big fight, so thank you for letting me know, and I was aware of it, but I didn't want to hold the class up because we don't even have 2 hours left to get through all this alien stuff. And Elizabeth, which hand movement best for aliens is chopping? One-handed or the chopping? And Elizabeth, I forgot the name. Scudders. With an L, Scuttlers. Okay, so let's keep pumping. Vanya, you and I are going to work on that one gnarly critter that seems to want to stay with you. And would you show chopping again? Sure, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to the screen. Chopping is this. So it's two-fisted. And I'm going to work with Vanya while you guys get started on the alien stuff. And Vanya, this would be a case where you might want to throw a lasso around it, tie it down to the center of the earth, send it up to the Supreme, you know, and then do another one up to the Supreme Being. So you got to, and then you could do chopping on this guy, this bugger. Chopping. For you guys, chopping. Mm-hmm. Well, it won't be there much longer. You have to kind of get how some of these things, critters, have been with you your whole life, and we're kicking them out today. And some of them are going to be pretty resistant if they've really built a nest in you, so to speak, and kind of hunkered down for the long haul. This one is from July. So true. I don't know. I get this critter for you, Vanya. It might feel like it's from July, but it looks like it's been around like 60 years or something, or 50-60 years, something like that. So maybe it took root, you know, really got in there, but it's been around a long time. No, that not the aliens, it's the spiders and snakes. And I don't know, they came in like Aurora Borealis. I think the planet they were on was no longer habitable, and so they came here. I don't really think they didn't come to conquer, per se. They just came to find another place to live. But those were just spiders and snakes. Aliens have been around a long time, way, way long time. I should have gone to some of those alien classes, right? No, wrong. Longer than me. I want that out now. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, well, everybody, just keep pumping. I'm working on a particular nasty bugger. But everybody keep pumping to start really getting in and clearing all those, the list for the aliens. And just keep pumping. And quick, take a peek here at our next class. Okay. So tomorrow is karma and emotional freedom. Okay. So if there's a runover and we don't get to zero on the spiritual parasites, we can pick up with that tomorrow morning and get to zero. So that'll be our backup plan, because we have a normal spot on the schedule for a guest speaker on day four, and obviously we won't be having a guest speaker tomorrow, so that's later in the day, but we can kind of move things around a little bit. Elizabeth has gone to Pilates pumping, which is very good. Jyoti, just for all of the list, just like we've been doing the entire time, just do the whole list. Okay, Vanya, your bugger is like 80% out. You're welcome. We should also test, see how many aliens. Let's go back to the, I'm going to go back to the chart for a minute here and see what we've got going on for the class. Okay, so disruptive and all aliens in your essence field and body for the entire class. Wow, over 30,000. Wow, that's crazy. And mechanisms. Just under 4,000 and embedding. 3,000 and seeds, 5,000 and implants, 6,000. I'm just rounding them off so we have a general for the whole group. Cords, contracts, agreements, and energy, that whole bundle, 20,000. Spiders and snakes and scuttlers. 6,000. Wowzer. Yeah, we got something to clear here. Okay. I have scar tissue around my heart and throat that I believe are related to feeling unable to express myself. Would tomorrow be a good day to address this issue? Maybe. We'll see. We're really teaching you how to have the, it actually might be better on the regeneration day, which we have a day and a half on regeneration, because tomorrow's not about the body so much as it's about the emotional body and the emotional brain and, you know, really the karma clearing, the cords, contracts, agreements, energy, really understanding how to do that, and then we're going to clear family members, things like that. We'll have a conversation about the seven stages of love, which will be interesting. The
stages of enlightened love.
That'll be good.
Jyoti, feeling emotional, this would be a normal. Yeah, all of that is normal. I don't think you grow attached to them. I think you get used to them, or you're unconscious about them. It depends. This is the experience where you're going to have a quiet mind. And if you're used to dialoguing with yourself, it's not yourself, it's spiritual parasites. So that would be the place where they might get really embedded in that you talk to them, you interact with them. Funny, because I was thinking about the guru I was with, and I was talking to a friend. I wouldn't say that I was a devotee of a guru. I wasn't. He actually recognized me and, said, "Where have you been, Veda? I've been looking everywhere for you. You are Veda. You are the highest truth. You must stay with me the rest of your life. You must, promise me you will never leave me," this kind of thing. So it was, him. He had been waiting for me. And when I was thinking about him, and I thought something, and I heard this voice, and it wasn't his voice. It was like another spirit trying to pretend, filling in for him. And I said, "Oh, that's really funny. A voice that doesn't have any accent, pretending that he's Guruji." I thought that was really hysterical. And move that spirit away from me, So something was, dialoguing with yourself, like weighing the options, and you have two sides, and you're talking to each other. Those are spiritual parasites in your head. People say that they feel really peaceful and that their head is quiet. They're not hearing a bunch of voices and things. Feel more relaxed. Their nervous system is calm. It affects people differently. Some people, who were prone to migraines or couldn't sleep, they sleep or they don't have headaches anymore, migraines. A lot of those things can clear up if the parasites aren't there. You're welcome. And the difference when we do get to zero, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, you'll palpably feel different. The group will feel different. Think about millions of spiritual parasites kind of attending the class with you, and we're kicking all of them out. So that's what I want you to be also thinking about, is how do I feel now? How do I feel as part of the group? I know it always gets much more enjoyable for me to teach after the spiritual parasite cleaning day, because there's not so much angst in the group anymore. It becomes a softer, sweeter group.
They didn't pay.
Yeah, they can't stay in the class. Exactly. So we found one squatter on the phone line today, and we found one person snuck in, and we're getting all the spiritual parasites who've been sneaking along with you to everything you attend. Let's do the Trayambakam mantra. Let's do 10 of those. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Urukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu.
Okay, my dears. About 10% clear on the whole alien picture. So definitely have some more pumping to do. Aliens have kind of one of their personalities, or one of the things they can do is they can cause pain. They can physically move things. So if your belly is moving from side to side, it's very likely an alien. They can kind of move tissue around a bit. Restless leg syndrome and migraines tend to be aliens. My singing voice is so much stronger now and lower in range. Pretty cool. There, that's great. Fantastic. I know I'm starting to clear the cobwebs from my voice. I prayed about it a little bit, like, okay, I need my voice back. I do so much talking, but I don't do very much singing, and that's a whole different voice, isn't it? So it sounds like we have some singers on the call, some people who love to sing. As a graduate, you'll be invited in December to my house. We have the last week-long diamond class will be at my house in Carmel Valley. So if that's something that you're thinking, oh, I'd love to go to California and revisit the training, that you'll get an invitation for that. And once you've done the diamond level, you're always going to have a reduced rate. So to repeat the course, it's only $9.97. So come and visit me in California if you like. Maybe another song.
see if we can find one that isn't so long. This one is about labyrinths. How many of you have walked on a labyrinth?
What's that? Ganesh.
I was thinking about this one. Sacred, your sacred path leads me to the womb of the mother, and walking with reverence, my soul path to discover, on days when I weary, my heart encumbered, I look to the labyrinth to revive and uncover. O sacred path, the journey for time, let my steps with the spirit be one. The love is brilliant on the path to the mother, and when we're restored, we bring forth the light. Peace and center are calm and surrender. You want to try that one? Your sacred path leads to the womb of the mother. Your pathway leads to the womb of the mother. And walking with reverence, my soul paths to discover. And walking with reverence, my soul path to discover. On days when I weary, my heart encumbered. On days when I weary, my heart encumbered. I look to the labyrinth to revive and uncover. I look to the labyrinth to revive and uncover. O sacred path, the journey for time. O sacred path, the journey for time. Let my steps with the spirit be one. Let my steps with the spirit be one. The love is brilliant on the path to the mother. The love is brilliant on the path to the mother. And when we're restored, we bring forth the light. And when we're restored, we bring forth the light. Peace and center are calm and surrender. Peace and center are calm and surrender. O sacred path, the journey for time. O sacred path, the journey for time. That's a fun one. I like it. Okay. I see a bunch of things came in. Okay. Did we clear technology? We didn't, because I wanted to get through the body and field before we go to technology. Heather, I have had toothaches and moved around, which reassured me that I did not have a real tooth problem. The discount made the difference for me taking the class again. I am gaining so much from being in this class again, grateful. Discount meaning she came in for $9.97 on the course. So we have three graduates in the course who have done the course before. And you are so welcome to come in a second and third time, because it just, you just go so much deeper as you've been cleared more than once. And, you know, your awareness is much deeper. Elizabeth, I have walked the labyrinth Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Beautiful. Yeah. Uh-huh. My husband and I built one in our west field. It is great. I used to have one in my backyard a few houses ago. I probably need to put another one in to this place once I put the meditation garden in. I have a Zen garden with a koi pond, but I'll need to like make a platform for the labyrinth. But I agree, it's so wonderful, so healing. Mary, I had my dowsing class over to spend time walking it. Sweet. Yeah, great. Wonderful. And Elizabeth, that sounds like you like the song. Thank you. It's good. We got a little notification from the powers that be in, like, Google. And I don't know if we had some copyright infringement. We sang Jai, his song yesterday, and we're researching that, but we got a little warning that we had a copyright infringement, so that's why I'm staying with either my music or the mantras, so that in case, I don't know, I don't know how they could possibly figure it out, but I don't know. Who knows on search engines these days? Yeah. Will we clear more every time we watch the replay? Yeah, you potentially can, yeah. And Elizabeth said she loved the song. Great. Some of these are pretty complicated scales, so let's skip some of them. Here's a fun one. This one is really easy. Let me type it in. Raghupati Raghava Rasharam Patita Pavana Sitaram Ish. Vara. Ala. Tere. Nam. Sabako. Sam. Ti. Te. Bhagavan. Try this chant, and we'll just do it together rather than a call and response. And I'll sing it once through. Sing it with me if you know it, and then start on the second one. So it'll be kind of a chant. And Raghupati Raghava Rajaram, it's all the names of the God of Love. So, and then the second verse is Ishvara Ala Tere Nam Sabako Samate De Bhagavan, meaning the universal name. So Allah and Ishvara and Tere and Sabako, so it's all the other, so that it's kind of like it's a universal song. So it was Gandhiji's favorite song, his favorite little chant that he used to sing to himself as he walked around his day in his hand-spun cloth and fight the leader, Gandhi. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Parvana Sitaram Ishvara Allah Tere Nam Sabako Sammati Devagavan Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Parvana Sitaram Ishvara Allah Tere Nam Sabako Samati De Bhagavan Raghupati Raghava Rajaram
Patita Parvana Sitaram Ishvara Allah Tere Nam Sabako Samadhi De Bhagavan.
Good, Elizabeth. Hey, why don't we do Ramachandra Raghuvira? And this one is a call and response, and it makes sense to be a call and response.
Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranadira, Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranadira. Ramachandra Mama Bandhu, Ramachandra Mama Bandhu, Ramachandra Dayasindhu, Ramachandra Dayasindhu, Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranadira, Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranadira.
This one is really sweet, Vishnu Dhanvantri. And that will do as a call and response.
Vishnu Dhanvantri Bhavaroya Vaidya. Vishnu Dhanvantri Bhavaroya Vaidya. Papa Tapasarvana Satyanarayana. Papa Tapasarvana Satyanarayana. Savarogya Harana Venkata Ramana. Savarogya Harana Venkata Ramana. Vedavati Ramana Satyanarayana. Vedavati Ramana Satyanarayana. Vishnu Dhanvantri Bhavarogya Vaidya. Vishnu Dhanvantri Bhavarogya Vaidya. Papa Tapa Sharmana Satyanarayana. Papa Tapa Sharmana Satyanarayana. Satyanarayana. Satyanarayana.
Let me just check on where we're at with the alien stuff. Well, I can just check from where we are. Elizabeth, you love that. That's great. I don't usually have like a falsetto. I usually am able to sing that, but I haven't been singing for a while, so I've kind of lost my upper range temporarily. It will come back. Something I was always really proud of is that I had 23 notes in my range, so I got to kind of expand it now. On the alien stuff, we're about 23% clear, and we do really need to take a little break, 5-minute break. You're welcome to keep pumping if you want to, but I want you to get up and stretch, use the bathroom, get a drink of water, and we'll be back in 5 minutes, just 5 minutes.